Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show toll free and bring up anything, as always. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Those are the live hours, and that's when you can reach us at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
What are you giving me funny looks for, Manwich?
I don't know. I think I hear.
Oh, there is something in the background there. Board op.
The board operator is talking vaguely into his microphone.
Something like that. He's probably talking to chicks, you know?
Yeah.
You know how it is. 800-259-9231. All right, so you can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Actually got email stacking up again, Manwich, and so I'm hoping we can do a little bit of email box cleaning tonight.
Well, you read some emails. I'm going through some stories here, and
I'll tell you some good stuff, man.
I'll tell you what the best ones are. And
I think the best one so far is the toilet garden.
Yeah, the toilet garden is good.
That.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to the toilet garden coming up tonight. We'll start out with some emails. Again, ftl@freetalklive.com. You can take control of the show. And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We are asking you to go and vote for us, actually. We've got some of our listeners had taken the time to go and nominate Free Talk Live for the Podcast Awards. And you can go and vote for us at podcastawards.com. Now, we're a radio show and a podcast, but I guess we're still qualified. If you're a podcast, then you're qualified. So we're one of four shows that is vying for the best cultural political podcast in the world. And so if you want to go vote for us, podcastawards.com, you can vote today, you can vote tomorrow, and the next day, every day from now until the 31st of this month. You can vote once every 24 hours at podcastawards.com. So emailing, that too. Manwich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
So we're going to have to actually put the toilets and the emails on hold, because this is the show about your calls, and we go to the phones when we got them. Sheridan in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm a podcast listener. And
congratulations, Sheridan.
I've actually been listening to you guys for about 3 weeks now.
Excellent. How'd you find us?
Podcast Alley.
Super.
And I actually didn't even know what libertarianism was, so this has been a real eye-opener for me.
Had you ever even heard the word before?
Oh, yeah, I had, but it was always, you know, the guy on the ballot that didn't get any votes.
Right. Okay.
So, Sheridan.
So, wait, you noticed there was a guy on the ballot, but you never bothered to really look into to see what he was all about.
Right.
Okay. So, what have you learned so far?
Well, actually, I have some questions.
We love questions, Sheridan.
One of the things that I've been hearing a lot, one of your biggest arguments, it seems, against the current government is the implied use of force, that everything is at some point backed up by them pointing a gun at you.
That is correct. Government is force.
Now, what I don't understand, and it may be because I've never been in a free market society.
Nor have we, so we're just an animal.
Right.
But go ahead.
What I don't understand is how that would be different in a free market society.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I know that you say it's okay for self-defense,
sure.
But let's say you're running a business in a free market society,
mm-hmm.
and your accountant embezzles $1 million and runs for the border.
Hmm.
Okay?
Well,
at this point, you've got your free market law enforcement, whatever it is, that you send after them.
Protection agencies, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Insurance companies.
I'd call mine the police,
okay.
So you know.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And the police most likely are going to have to imply, at the very least, if not use, some force to get him to come with them.
Stop! Or I'll yell stop again!
Right.
you're absolutely right.
And let's say, just for the sake of argument, that he comes along peacefully, gets before a judge, and the free market judge, whatever that would be, says, okay, we want you to spend 10 years working in prison to pay restitution for this.
Please.
Okay. So let's say he says, I don't recognize your authority. I'm walking away.
Ha, ha, ha. This is where Ian's little problem runs into a traffic jam.
Well, you're bringing up an excellent point, an excellent question. You said okay, so it sounds like you have more.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Well, I think that, first of all, the system you described is certainly going to be better than what we have today. I don't think anyone's ever claimed on this show that the free market is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is the most humane method for human beings to deal with one another that anyone's ever conceived.
Mm-hmm.
up until this point. And again, how this exactly would work, I'm not exactly too sure. But let's look back at what you just created, the situation you just created. You've got the accountant that embezzles the funds, okay? He's, at that point, he has committed fraud upon your company.
Right.
And so, therefore, it's justified to use force in order to bring him to justice.
Now,
at that
the
point.
One thing with that, though, is I thought what I've been hearing is that force is only really justified in self-defense. Would you call that self-defense?
The man has harmed you.
Okay.
He has to make good. He has to make restitution. And that's something else that's important to know, that once you, even if we don't even go as far as what you're describing, even if we just get back to a restitution government-run court system, which is something we don't have today.
Right.
Because, again, today victims are victimized twice. First, they're victimized when they're robbed by the mugger, and then they're victimized by the government when they're robbed at gunpoint to keep the mugger in jail.
Right.
Once we get back to a restitution system where the mugger knows that, because today, crime does pay. You better believe it. It pays, because if you don't get caught, it pays big time. And even if you do get caught, it still pays if you've done enough crime up until that point.
Sure.
So, you okay there, Sheridan?
Yeah, my call waiting.
Okay.
I'm just
So, you've got a terrible system today. If we were to get back to restitution, it would totally change the way that criminals think about their chosen profession. Because if you're going about committing crimes knowing that if you get caught, you'll actually have to make good on something as opposed to just sit in jail for 30 days or 60 days or however long the sentence is, then that's going to deter a lot more crime.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Restitution deters a lot of crime. I'm not saying it's going to deter crimes of passion like murder and things like that.
I'm not even sure it's going to decrease crimes that are committed to get... because people that don't commit crimes in order to get caught...
Excuse me, what?
People don't commit crimes in order to get caught. They don't expect
to get
caught,
but they know that if they... Like, it's the same thing, man.
I'm only saying I don't agree with that deterrent part.
Go and talk to home invaders, okay? And ask them if they're going to invade a home with a gun in it. There's a deterrent factor there.
Sheridan, do you know where I can find any home invaders?
Not offhand.
Okay, then.
You could go to a jail and you could talk to some of them, okay? They've done these studies where they find that people that rob homes, people that invade homes... You know, if there's somebody home and there's a chance they're going to have a gun, they're going to pick the unoccupied house. So there's definitely deterrent factors involved.
Now,
and as
is that a deterrent, though, or is that a case of picking the easiest target?
I think the deterrent part you should leave alone, because I do believe that it's the best system because it doesn't cause everybody to be victimized twice by the judicial system.
Yes, but if I'm a bank robber, okay, I know what the risks are. When you're a criminal and you're doing things to people, you know what the risks are. You know there's a chance you could get caught for this. But if you're robbing banks over and over again and you keep cash, you know, you get the money and it doesn't have the paint explosion, you know, paint bombs in them, and you manage to stash away $1 million in robbed bank funds, and then you finally get caught and you have to spend 5 years in prison for it, you got a cool million sitting there for you when you get out.
I think you have a pretty optimistic view as to how bank robbers work.
I'm just telling you, man.
I'm just telling you. I don't think it's a...
I've known criminals in my time, and I know that if it wasn't as... wasn't as much of a lucrative business, they wouldn't be doing it. They'd be doing something else.
Please, go on with the majority of your point.
All right, so I think it's a deterrent factor. And as far as... So if we get back to the restitution system, not only are people going to be made good, but I think that the deterrent factor is going to prevent a lot of crime from happening.
Sure.
If that accountant knows he's going to have to pay back what he embezzles, it's going to have a... I think there's definitely a factor there that's going to prevent him from doing it.
Sure, and I think this could be
some... make it to Mexico.
Is easily summed up by saying, you know, people that don't that haven't committed crimes against other people, you know, as far as, you know, prostitution would be made legal, drugs would be made legal. That's the libertarian platform.
So if you steal gum from your grocery store, would it be okay for them to point a gun at you?
You know, I think it's pushing it a little far, but you shouldn't be stealing gum.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think it's ever okay to steal anything. I know you said you had a few questions, so Sheridan, if you can hang on, we'll hang on to you. 800-259-9231, because we like questions. 800-259-9231. I can't believe you don't think that's a deterrent factor.
I just don't.
All right, your opinions on that one. Do you think restitution is a deterrent? 800-259-9231.
Then why
is your show?
People murder for money.
Quiet you. We're coming back with more.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, "Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief." Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. And anything goes, of course, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got streaming the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version. They're both free. Free to enjoy at freetalklive.com. Everything at freetalklive.com is on the house. So go and check it out. All right, so we were talking about restitution. And you, right before we went away, Manwich, you asked the question. I suggested that restitution could be a deterrent factor for crime. And you said, well, what about people who murder for money? Now, when I thought about that one, I thought, okay, well, people that murder for money are professional hitmen. Okay.
Some people kill people because they don't want them to find out about you know, things. I mean, people die for greed.
Oh, I see.
Often,
what you mean
by in an armed robbery, for instance.
Right. I don't know if it would necessarily affect murder quite as much, but I think for the white-collar criminal, like our caller was pointing out, somebody who's embezzling funds, I think it may be a little bit of a deterrent there. Anyway, let's go back to Sheridan in Texas. Sheridan, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Hello.
So you're kind of new to the whole libertarian idea here.
I'd say I'm very new, yes.
And you're asking some questions, and I don't know, did we even address your first question appropriately?
I think so. It's basically what I got from that is that even though you expound the fact that the use of force is terrible, that there are cases where if somebody has been harmed, not necessarily just self-defense, that the use of force is warranted. Does that pretty much sum it up?
I think, reluctantly, yes. I mean, again, it's never perfect when force is applied to anybody, but, yeah, I think that sums it up. Any other questions?
The other thing that I heard recently that really bothered me, you did a show talking about NAMBLA.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there wasn't a consensus on this, but I believe at least one of you said that if the parents and the child both are in agreement and they're all willing parties, that it was okay.
Yeah, I think that was Torgo's position, and I think that seems reasonable to me. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is, what about the situation where you have a parent that is sexually molesting a child, and they've taught the child that it's okay?
Right. I think that if you come across that kind of information, like let's say you discover that your next-door neighbor has these sorts of practices with their children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because really, how are you going to come across this info? I mean, unless it just...
It is somehow, happening right now.
Unless it just somehow spills into your life by accident. Okay?
Right.
So let's just say you, a window's open, you overhear something, you look through, you're nosy, and you find out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at that point, you have a decision to make. Do you want to get involved in these people's private affairs, which, in your opinion, and in my opinion, this is not good for kids,
right.
You know, sexual activity at a very young age, etc. Is it going to be something where you want to go ahead and get involved in this situation, i.e., for instance, go and abduct the children? And then, you know, and therefore rescuing them from these horrible parents? Now, look, if you
what about
did
the police?
That, well... If it was legal, per se, for parents to do this sort of thing, then it would be an individual choice as to whether or not you wanted to step in. Because otherwise it's just the police that are stepping in on your behalf, allegedly. Well, why don't you just have some cojones and go and do it yourself? You know, go and kidnap the kids yourself. And then if they take if they sue you for kidnapping their children, because you're doing it for the good of the children, right?
Right.
Okay, so if they sue you for kidnapping their children, well, then you're going to court, and then you're going to have maybe a jury of your peers who are going to be weighing the case, and they're going to say, well, let's see, we've got the parents who admittedly are molesting their children, and then we've got this hero, Sheridan, who went in and rescued them from these horrible parents. How do you think the jury will rule?
Well, the problem with that, though, is if you say, yeah, but he came in and kidnapped them, then there's a good chance. I don't trust juries of my peers, necessarily.
Okay.
And there's
so are you saying the jury would support molesters?
Well, there's a
what
good
kind
chance.
Of a town do you live in? See what
well,
I'm saying?
This is, again, though, this is a free market society where everything is going to be different anyway.
Mm.
In my town, I don't think they would. In my town, I would call the police, or I would call Child Protective Services.
Uh-huh.
In this free market society, if I think that constitutes harm, I would report it to the police or whatever the equivalent is and say, I believe this is something that's harmful that's going on.
Right.
But I think the real problem is what crosses the line as to what's harmful. Because
well, that's just it. See, what you think is harmful is different from what your next-door neighbor thinks is harmful.
Right.
They don't consider it harmful. They may, they may think this is the most loving thing they can do for their child. You and I may not agree, but who are you to say that you're right and they're wrong?
Sheridan, what you're hearing is the libertarian nut job opinion here.
That's a fair question. Who are you to say you're right and they're wrong?
Look, man.
How dare you enforce your sexual morals on other people?
My sexual morals say that you can't go just diddling your children.
And I agree
and
with
get
that.
Away with it.
But how? Okay. But how dare you suggest that you get to apply your sexual morals to someone else's private property in their house and their kids?
This is one of those areas that I'm willing to use force.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Okay, so why don't you go and do the kidnapping yourself?
If that's what it took.
Okay. Well, then I'll rule for you, man, which because I agree with you I'm on the jury.
The question is, would you rule for me if I put a bullet in the head of every one of the adults that was living in that house? Yeah.
That is a good question. Would you do that?
Because Punisher style. Yeah, but those people are sick. How do you stop that from propagating on the earth if there's no real police force, my friend?
You don't stop it. It's not being stopped today, like you already admitted, Manwich. From time to time, we see stories coming out in the news, like here in Florida, somebody stumbled across, for instance, some incest going on way out east of the interstate, out in the boondocks somewhere, and this stuff happens. People don't find out about it because it's sex. It's quiet. People keep it under wraps. So again, I just feel like the whole situation, you know, today it's not being fixed by our laws at all. There's an occasional punishment, but there's no reason why that punishment couldn't be meted out in the free market via ostracism, for instance. I don't think you should go and kill the people, man, which I don't know if I would rule for you in that case. But if you wanted to ostracize these jerks, then I have no problem with that. Sheridan?
Okay, so the problem I have with the kidnapping scenario, though, is if the people do side and say, what right do you have to impose your sexual morals, then you could be in a situation where you're now paying restitution to them and handing back the children.
I guess that's first of all, that's the risk you would take by getting involved in their private life.
Yeah.
Well, you'll never find 9 people like Ian in any room anywhere. So I think you're pretty safe there,
yeah.
Sheridan. Yeah.
All right, Sheridan, anything else?
I think that's it. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Hey, and just remember, I mean, all the stuff that I talk about doesn't mean it's ever going to happen. I'm just talking about, like, the extreme of the extreme. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mike in Philadelphia. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
Yeah, I wanted to get back to the restitution thing as a deterrent.
Yes, sir.
I had to agree with Manwich there. I don't think it would deter crime.
Is that right?
Because,
so you don't think that the, for instance, the example our last caller used with the white-collar crime of embezzlement, you don't think that would deter it at all?
Well,
if somebody was embezzling money on a consistent basis and they knew that if they ever got caught they'd have to pay every penny of it back plus interest, that wouldn't be a deterrent?
I don't think so because, I mean, the white-collar crime you describe is really a minority in crime. Crime is really like a desperate act. It's not one of just...
I don't know about that, man. People steal money all the time. It's, you know, it's easy to get away with in a lot of cases.
I still think it was a deterrent because they would just pay it back. It wouldn't be a big deal.
It'd be a big deal if you stole $1 million, don't you think?
Yeah, but I need the money now.
Plus 10%?
A no-interest loan?
Great. I'll take it. If you want to hang on, Mike, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We have 30 seconds, man. Which
okay.
Break. 800-259-9231. More coming up. This is your show. You can take control. And that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced Energized Water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the Energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right Energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lodges with today's Car Clinic Minute. It's a lovely summer night, moon's shining, and smoke's coming from your campfire. Uh-oh, that's no campfire, that's your hood. When I come back, some hot advice on overheated vehicles. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. If an air-conditioned summer drive becomes a sweaty breakdown, here's what to do. First, keep your cool. Next, pull off the road and turn on your heater. Really, the heater inside lowers engine temperature outside. Then wait about a half an hour or until the radiator is cooled to touch and add water. Finally, take your vehicle immediately to your service shop for repair and preventive measures to avoid future breakdowns. The not-so-cool alternative? Have your technician round up his tools and ride shotgun on your family's summer outings. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts. We got over, I think, over 28,000, something like that now. Lots of stuff for you to surf around through. And hundreds of people, nearing 700 users at freetalklive.com's bulletin board system. Go check it out. It is our digital playground. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to Mike in Philadelphia. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, getting back to that white-collar embezzlement you mentioned.
Yes, sir.
I still don't think, like, the person has to be desperate to even commit such a crime. Like,
No, you don't have to be desperate. You could be, like you were saying, if you're the accountant or if you're the accounts receivable person, you just move a few zeros here, you move a few, you know, you're just moving numbers around, man. It's not hard if you know what you're doing.
It's really not that easy. Like, $1 million disappearing, that's going to raise...
It doesn't happen all at once, dude. You do a little bit here, a little bit there, and you cover your tracks. I'm telling you, these guys know what they're doing. That's what it's all about. It's 1 week, you get a little bit here, 2 weeks later, you get a little bit more, that kind of thing. They don't do it all at once. Yeah, you better believe that they'd figure it out if it was all at once.
You mentioned stuff like home invasions earlier, too. As a deterrent, it's not going to serve these people because just because they had to pay restitution, it's not going to overcome human nature of wanting to have greed and stuff like that.
Okay, greed, it's not going to overcome... I guess I just disagree then, because if I was robbing people at gunpoint, I knew I ended up, if I got caught, I'd have to make good.
Well,
I think it would deter me.
You're thinking as a guy who's not a criminal, and that's the problem. The thing is if punishment mattered, then the death penalty would work.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't. Punishment doesn't matter.
Mm.
Now, I might agree with you on white-collar crime.
Okay.
I'm not going to...
What about a company that's, for instance, polluting the river that they're on? If they knew they had to make good to the people that they damaged down the line, that might be a deterrent there, don't you think?
It might be.
As opposed to right now, where they don't have to do anything. They just get locked up in jail. It's more of a... I understand that it's more of a punishment. So, yeah, maybe it does apply better to white-collar crime.
You just mentioned say, polluting a river. I mean... It happens all the time, and they just give some measly sediments to the community members, and that's bad.
Well, usually the community members don't get squat. Usually it's the government that gets a settlement, if anything, and the community doesn't see any of it. And that's what I'm saying. Today we don't have restitution. I think it would help things if we did. Do you agree with that, at least? I mean, it would definitely be a better system, right, man? You're not trying to shoot down the system.
No, I just don't think it's much of a deterrent.
Okay. Mike, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with man, which I mean, it would be good for the victim at least, but I just don't think it would be a good deterrent.
Okay. Well, good for the victim, and that's an improvement. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231, because again, the victim is victimized twice today. They're victimized by the criminal, and then they're victimized by the government in order to pay for the criminal's imprisonment.
Did you hear him? I agree with Manwich.
That's right.
Now you try it.
800-259-9231. Alrighty, so we're going to do some emails. And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com.
I got a good little article on credit reports.
No. We already sold the toilet article, man.
Okay.
So we're going to, if we get to any articles tonight, it's going to be the toilet article. All right, so we got, let's see, an email from Jeebies, J-E-E-B-E-S. Jeebies?
Jeebies.
I agree with you fellows on most things, but your trust in corporations is not one of them.
Whoa, when did we say we trust corporations?
I don't know. He must have gotten a bad, he just must have misinterpreted.
We do get confusing sometimes. We must be.
My problem is that I think corporations will act in their own interest and not that of the people. Sadly, this means that they need to be regulated by someone. Well, first of all of your premises are wrong. Number one, Free Talk Live is against corporations. We are for the removal of all that law that created corporations. Because
that's both of us.
That's what corporations are. They're just a creation, a fictitious creation of the law. They exist nowhere except in the minds of lawyers and on paper.
Yeah.
And that's it. A corporation is not a person. In fact, that's why
lawyers have done a good job of convincing us, though.
Yes. That's why corporations were formed, is to take responsibility away from the individuals who created the corporation. So you and I, man, we want to go in business for ourselves, but we're worried. We've got all these liabilities. We create a corporation.
We say stupid things on the air.
Yeah.
People might believe us.
We create an LLC, a limited liability corporation.
Free Talk Live LLC.
Right, which means that people can't sue us for certain things directly. They can sue the corporation, but Manwich and Ian can never get in trouble. That sort of thing. So corporations are a construct by the government, by lawyers.
We have not done that, though.
No, of course not. Definitely not. It's a construct by the government lawyers in order to protect people who are powerful. So therefore, we're against corporations. I'm all for business. And I'm all for businesses being run by individuals. And those businesses would then be, the individuals running those businesses would be responsible for the actions of their employees and what they, you know, what goes on in their businesses. So don't confuse corporation with business. It's a big difference there. So moving on to his next claim, that his problem is that corporations, and let's assume he means businesses, that businesses will act in their own interest and not that of the people. That is their interest. See, this is something that a lot of the Greens and the socialists just don't get about business, is that businesses that aren't corporate, you know, that aren't evil corporations, because there are some pretty bad corporations out there, but businesses run by individuals are there to serve their customers. Because, I'm sorry, if you don't make your customers happy, they're not going to come back.
Well, there's certainly some cases can be made that businesses may...
There are definitely some scammers out there, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, let's take for a second, some guy owns Texaco. Let's say that some guy owns Texaco. It's his business rather than it being a corporation.
Okay.
Texaco says, that oil in Iraq sure looks good.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to hire a whole bunch of mercenaries,
okay,
and we're going to go and get that oil in Iraq. And then we're going to sell it, because we got it for free, we're going to sell it nice and cheap to the American
people. You hired mercenaries.
Well, it wasn't cheap. I mean, anyway, they went and got
poking holes in it already, but go ahead.
they go and get the oil.
Right.
And
mercenaries aren't cheap.
No.
Just so you know, they cost a lot more than soldier grunts do, because mercenaries are experienced, for the most part.
Okay, so you need fewer of them.
Okay, go ahead.
So they go and get the oil.
True,
they kill little Arab folks by the truckloads.
That's horrible.
It is.
Yeah.
In order to get this oil.
Right.
And then they sell it to the American people, or put it for sale to the American people, because sell it is putting it in the past tense, saying that the American people, in fact, bought it.
So what?
So there you go. That's the case of a business putting the putting their own interests ahead of the interests of others.
Well, their interest, they were trying to sell the oil to people at a discount. They're trying to beat the prices of their competitors,
right.
I would assume.
One would assume.
And so they were trying to make their customers happy, but they went about it in how, at least we would consider, the wrong fashion. And
if their customers
considered it the wrong fashion as well, if their customers didn't agree with them going around killing people in order to acquire their product, then they would boycott the business and they'd go out of business. Would you buy oil from a company that killed people in order to in order to acquire it?
How much is it per gallon?
You're terrible.
I think that I am buying oil from people, gasoline from people.
Well, we are, but in the free market, I think. What we have today is we've got big oil companies that are tied in with the government, and they get the government to tax everybody to fund their oil expeditions. Basically, that's even worse than what you're describing. Well, what you're describing is bad, but it's not as bad as forcibly robbing everyone at gunpoint in order to do the same thing. 800-259-9231. I don't think it was a good example, man. 1-800-259. I know. 800-259-9231. 9231. So, more concern about evil corporations and business. Coming back. This is your show. You can take control. And that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives there. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go and get them. In fact, you can go even farther back than 6 days. Just scroll past day six. You'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they will allow you to have access to months' worth of the show for free. All of it free at freetalklive.com. So we're reading an email from Jeebus.
Jeebus.
And he's concerned about evil corporations. And as we already laid out, we are not for corporations on Free Talk Live. We're for business. Corporations are a fictitious construct by the government lawyers. So then he goes on to suggest that corporations act in their own interest and not that of the people. Not true. Corporations act in the interest, businesses act in the interest of their clients, of their customers. And if they don't, and there are some that don't, they go out of business. That's why a lot of businesses go out of business. I mean, some of them go out of business because they're taxed to death and on the edge. But a lot of them go out of business because they just can't figure it out. They just can't figure out what those crazy customers want. And they just can't make them happy. And if you don't make your customers happy, they don't come back and buy from you again. So he says, sadly, this means that they need to be regulated by someone. However, I don't trust the government for this important task. Well, that's good, Jeebus. I listened to another talk show. I agree with many points, minus Christianity, the more extreme claims. So I understand the government can't be trusted to regulate the businesses any more than I trust them to regulate themselves. So what is your answer to such a question? I imagine that you would deny any regulation is necessary. But not quite. I think that in a free market, you'd have third-party, voluntary regulation.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have, basically, in every industry, there'd be the consumer reports of, for instance, restaurants, or the consumer reports of the oil companies, or whatever.
Would you buy a new car without looking at consumer reports?
I'm sure some people would, but personally, no. I do my research. I do my due diligence, and caveat emptor, buyer beware, go and do some research first and find out what it is you're getting into. I wouldn't buy a TV either without doing serious research into it and finding out about the companies that are offering their products, what their reputations are, and more importantly, beyond just consumer organizations, what other people think. And of course, now in the information age, it's so easy to do research like this. I mean, it's literally just a point and click away to go and find out stuff like this. If we had a free market with the absence of government regulation, third parties would step in, assuming people wanted to be assured that what they were buying was safe. And I'm pretty sure they do. People want to know that the food they're eating at the restaurant isn't infected with salmonella or whatever those things, you know, those horrible diseases, bacteria, etc. So therefore, the restaurant will say, okay, we've got our clients here are demanding that we, certify. So therefore, they contact Manwich's Certification Service.
Get the golden M.
Yes.
Of satisfaction guarantee.
That's right. And then Manwich will have some of his certifiers come in on a weekly basis, for instance, or even daily or monthly basis, depending on what the business wants to pay for. And or what the business thinks is appropriate, and they would certify it. And it already happens, by the way, in a lot of industries. United Laboratories, Underwriters Laboratories, that's what it is. If you ever look on the bottom of your toaster, you see the little UL symbol. Well, if you've ever wondered what that is, it's not the government. It's a private organization that companies that create appliances send their appliances to and have them vetted by this third-party independent organization, and then they put that seal on it, which says, basically the UL seal says, this product will not catch on fire. You know, it's not going to be dangerous to you.
Many restaurants that belong to local organizations, and there's a national organization for restaurants called Zagat's.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, nothing new here.
Yeah, they do it in as far as, even in prostitution, they do it. Out in Nevada.
Really?
Yeah, where prostitution's legal. Of course, it's dangerous everywhere else because there's no certification. But out in Nevada, you've got a certified clean whore.
Gosh.
Out there. Well, let's go to, actually, Alan in Ohio, who apparently wrote this email. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, what's up? I'm the guy who emailed you before.
You were
just talking about my email, D?
This is the email about corporations and businesses, right?
That is correct.
What's on your mind, Alan?
Well, you were talking about my email, and
that's good enough to call, huh?
That's right. Well, as far as the difference between corporations and businesses, I wasn't even really considering that in what I was talking about. You guys seem to think that if a business does something that's bad, that the people will no longer want to buy from it. And I don't think that's the case. I think that a business can do many bad things. They can do terrible things, and the people just don't care. They're not informed. They don't care, or whatever.
Like, can you give us an example?
Can I give you an example?
Yeah, a terrible thing that a business would do that people don't care about.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's lots of big businesses, GM, Nike, lots of companies that do things that people at large might not agree with what they're doing.
Uh-huh. Like what?
Well, I don't know, running so-called sweatshops or things like that.
I think sweatshops give much-needed jobs to people in third-world countries.
I agree entirely. To shut down those sweatshops would be a terrible thing because those people rely on those jobs.
I think a lot of the sweatshop stuff that you hear out there is blown out of proportion as well.
That might be the case. But I still do think that there are corporations in America and elsewhere that will do things that aren't necessarily in the benefit of their people.
Now, okay. If they did something that harmed an individual, that individual would have an opportunity to use the tort system for relief. You're aware of that, right?
Yes.
Okay,
I mean,
and
it's not like businesses
although the corporations would have a much greater representation in such tort systems since the big corporations big businesses.
One of the things
are
that
the ones free, who have the money to hire the lawyers.
One of the things that Free Talk Live advocates is a loser pays system. So
right.
lawyers would be able to then get then you would be able to attract lawyers to your team because you're saying, hey, I got this big company on the ropes. They did something bad to me, and I'm going to get a lot of money from them. So the lawyers would come on.
Now, Alan, you bring up an excellent point. I want you to hold over 800-259-9231. The point he brings up is that there are a good group of clients out there that just don't pay attention. They don't care if you're, slaughtering the cows in the wrong way, etc. We'll address that coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And man, what's
you? Join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got dozens of ladies that have sent us their photo. We put them up on the website, and you can go and check it out at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun, though, and let's talk to Alan in Ohio. Alan, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. So we were talking about evil corporations, big businesses that harm. They do bad things in your mind, Alan, and there certainly are businesses that that don't operate in the way that I would necessarily like them to. And let's just pick one as an example. For instance, there are a lot of people that are incensed by the way, for instance, chickens are slaughtered.
No, I don't care about chickens.
You don't care
about
chickens?
I'm not really interested in animal rights.
But there are people that do care, you see.
Okay, that's fine.
Now here's my point. There are people that do care. And your example before was, well, what about all the people that don't care about what these companies are doing? There are some people that will say,
hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I'd like to say that I listen to your show a lot, and I agree with about 99% of what you say.
Good.
I appreciate it. I like the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. I agree with libertarianism. I agree with almost everything.
Okay, you've buttered me up. Let me have it.
Okay. In addition, I would say that I do agree also with a lot of what Alex Jones says. Not the most extreme stuff, but I do believe in government involvement in 9/11, for instance.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so if that is the case, that those things are true, we would have to say that the vast majority of the U.S. population doesn't agree with those things. They don't buy it. They don't believe it. They don't want to know if it is true. They don't care.
Right.
So if that's the case, that there are many things that are very bad that have happened and are happening, and the people refuse to accept it because of the mass media and how they condition them and things like that, then that's a big problem.
And well, yes, ignorance is a big problem. I agree with you. We've got to get people to care again, because if we don't get people to care about their liberties, we'll never get to freedom.
Right, exactly. Well, so the one thing that I take issue with you fellows about, and I like you guys a lot, I listen to you a lot, but what I'm saying is that you guys think that people are informed enough to where they think that if a company were to do something that you would consider bad, if they did something bad, they just decide that we're going to put a bunch of obviously toxic mercury in the vaccine, and we're going to just kill people. That's what we want to do.
Right. Why they would do that, I don't know.
You're assuming that the people have to know. You're assuming that the people have access to the information that shows that.
Well, first of all,
for a free market to work, that has to be the case. People have to have a free access to the information.
Well, there's a lot of information out there today, and in a free market, something you have to remember is, again, politics would basically be going away. Now, if you go and you look at your newspaper tomorrow morning, what are the top stories going to be? They're all going to be what the politicians are doing and political issues and things like that. So if the newspapers and the TV stations and the news organizations didn't have politics to report on, what would they report on? Obviously, Hollywood would be one of them. Would be one of them, and clearly the ignorant people would flock to that. But there's a huge demand for consumer reporting, and people love those.
There's a demand, but you have to realize that they don't care what the demand is. If people
yes,
need
they do.
To know about 9/11, for instance, but that doesn't mean that they want to tell them what's really going on.
Oh, that's I don't even want to go to that issue. But consumer reporting is incredibly popular. Look at examples where your local news, we protect you, where they go and they get the undercover cameras and they go to different businesses and they expose scams that are going on. That stuff's hugely popular.
That stuff is popular. That is a dying thing. That doesn't happen. It's
fundamental disagreement, Alan, at this point. It's our 1% fundamental disagreement. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I think consumer reporting would get much more popular, especially if people didn't think that the government was protecting them anymore. More coming back, hour two on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.